We're back and we're out of time, so let's make this brief. We are going to hand off the program to Todd Urich. We often run a little bit late and feel bad about that. It's difficult, I think, to bridge that gap between public affairs broadcasting and regular musical type programming here at KDVS, but music is a part of our lives. It's certainly a legitimate part of discussions in public affairs frequently. And case in point, let us cite the fact that this week, the godfather of soul, the hardest working man in show business, James Brown, celebrated his 70th birthday. James was born in the 3rd of May, 1928. Yes, 1928. James has been claiming he was born in 1933 for so long that everybody seems to believe it. So happy birthday, James Brown, whether you're 70 or whether you're 75. We hope you can continue to get out there and boogaloo. And there is a website out there that bridges the gap between public affairs and music. At npr.org/programs, you'll find the NPR 100. In the year 2000, National Public Radio selected the 100 most influential American musical works of the 20th century, and they're available to you on the web. They make fascinating listening. And one selection was indeed, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. According to the blurb on NPR, until Papa's Got a Brand New Bag climbed the charts in 1965, James Brown was largely unknown to white fans. It was his first top 10 hit. It was a metaphor for changing times, and it was surprisingly influential. I advise you to go on the web and learn more about it. In the meantime, let's bring this show to a close. You've been listening to Radio Parallax here on KDVS 90.3 FM. I'm your host, Douglas Everett, and stay tuned for Hometown Atrocities with Todd Urich to follow. It's a